reaching the goal. In Philippians 3 verse 14, Paul tells us, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And in 1 Corinthians 9, 24, he says, run that you may obtain. While in 2 Timothy 4 verse 10, Paul tells us, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. While in Revelation 3:11 we are told, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. In a long-distance race, it's not the start that hurts, nor even the steady pace of the long stretch. It is as the finishing post is approaching and comes into view that heart, nerves, courage, and muscles are strained. Strained almost to breaking point, strained almost beyond human endurance. So now in this spiritual race, have not the nerves been jangled and the heart racked with pain now that the race is nearly run? How often, as the end is in view, have the lust of the flesh and the pride of life tempted you to all but fall into the arms of the seductress? Has not your panting soul cried out in anguish, how long, O Lord, before you judge and avenge the wicked? Courage, stand fast, dear brother. Courage, be resolute, dear sister. Heed God's words of encouragement. I am with you always. Listen to God's voice of instruction. This is my beloved Son, hear him. Obey God's command to resolutely stand and to stand and to stand firm, and having done all, to stand. In the annals of heaven, the saddest records must be those that tell of a race well run, of those who spared a long life's journey with brave heart and stout will, until in sight of the goal, until the finishing post loomed into view, until their courage failed, until they submitted to the world, the flesh, the tempter, the failing nerve. How the host of heaven, who rejoice over the sinner that repents, must long to cry out, how close is the end and the goal, to implore that last spurt of strength. But they stumbled and fell, never to realise until the last day of revealing the closeness of life's goal. So press onward and upward, dear brother, one step at a time, dear sister. And remember, he is at your side, spurring you on to victory. Courage. Stand fast. Remain resolute. Hold fast.